This is marked as an investigation stop featuring conversations between the department's curator, Marion Ainsworth, and conservator Michael Gallagher. This work retains its original frame, which is quite unusual.
This is also a rather unusual example in Netherlandish painting in that it's in front of this gold background. It's something that's much more common in Italian Renaissance paintings. It also is a reference to an icon type. And in fact, this particular painting should never be seen in broad daylight or illuminated as it is in the galleries. It should be seen in candlelight.
Inevitably, lots and lots of the paintings in the collection are misplaced objects. They weren't painted for museums, unlike a great deal of, say, contemporary art, where the artist always knows that their aim is to have it in a gallery setting. These were painted for private devotion, they were painted for chapels, and along with that, very, very different types of lighting. I think if you try to mimic different types of lighting, you become more aware of the presentation and less aware of the object. But there is definitely a loss in not seeing this in the lighting it was originally intended for, which, as you say, was candlelight. The pastilla work of the rays around the Virgin, which are this sort of mixture of chalk and glue painted on and then carved so that you get this relief of lines. If you imagine a much darker environment, the candlelight, they would have picked up the light and sparkled, and the depth dropping back behind the Virgin would have created this infinite space, divine golden space.
So that, you know, of course, having that golden background in the proper light, the Virgin and Child figures would seem to come out into our own space. It just can't be reproduced in gallery conditions.
There's another investigation conversation for this painting. This time it's conservators George Bisarca and Cynthia Moyer looking at the frame. To hear it, press play.